Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter online at WGR550.com for a chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner will be announced during our show. Football Friday, you may have heard of it. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Oh, Football Friday's tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Sadly, we're just here in studio off of last Friday's successful debut of being out. I think the next Friday we're out again.
Tomorrow night, you and I are out.
That's right. Happy birthday, teammate.
That's right. Tomorrow is my birthday.
Yeah.
I brought a card in today. Just a funny card. Wilt Chamberlain. 1972.
You showed that to me and walked out of the room, and what did I say to you when you walked back in? Like, did they not have the licensing agreement? Why is his name on the front of the jersey? I did not know that ever happened in basketball. There it is on the camera for everybody out there, folks.
I don't know that they wore these, but I seem to remember seeing a Jerry West one. The same years.
Okay, that rings a bell.
With West on the front.
Yes.
Not an all-star jersey,
right,
by the way.
Right, I might have thought that's what that was when I saw it. Because that rings a bell to me.
Did Chamberlain ever wear a jersey with Chamberlain on the front? And if he did, wouldn't the whole team have done that? That would have been funny if it was just him.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But this jersey has his name on the front. If it's even a real jersey, it could just be Photoshopped, maybe. Looks like he's really wearing it. What a fun player.
Did they have Photoshop back in 1971 or whenever that card is from?
Yes. Well, they had, it wasn't called that, but they like painted, remember the baseball cards where guys had been traded?
Yeah.
And they painted the new team's hat on the guy's head?
Right.
Some of those were really bad. But, you know, with the times.
What was the impetus to bring specifically the Wilt card in today?
I was just at my bar, and I've got a lot of cards piled up there right now, and this was on the top of one pile. I'm just going to take that to work.
All right.
Wilt Chamberlain, walk around with it. What a fun player.
I'm going to bring in a guitar tomorrow.
At the time of this card, he was the all-time leader in points and rebounds.
Been a while. I was a little more active. In some years where I would be going to like a rehearsal for something right from here and want to leave my guitar out in the cold car all afternoon and I'd bring it in, but I haven't done that in a while now.
Well, it's time.
Just not as busy. It's a lot more just playing in my living room or in the attic.
All right. Here's Justin with us. Hello.
Yeah. Hey guys. I just really wanted to say that, when it came to Brandon Bean, I felt like, you know, he procrastinated before the exam and then he failed it. And I don't understand, if it wasn't noticeable before the Patriots game, it was certainly noticeable after it, and it was completely noticeable during the Atlanta game that we needed some help at wide receiver. So if the wide receiver was in the play, or that's what he's trying to do, you know, I would have been like, if I was him, he should have known that a while ago. And sometimes I feel like he was a little slow on the draw. And, you know, there's nothing in the rule book that says you have to wait till the end of the trade period or the deadline to make a play. And for me personally, I would have gone Godfather if I knew I needed a wide receiver. I would have made them an offer they can't refuse, you know, horse head in the bed. You know, we need this guy. And I would have put the pressure on the other team because I know the counter argument is, you know, well, you know, every team's going to want to see what they get. Well, sometimes you got to sweeten the pot to try to get it early. And I think us fans, I think we saw it from the beginning. And I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but I think the evaluation process was slow on the need. And finally, I'll say if there's any positive situation that comes out of this, is that if he was looking for wide receiver now, he better be on the wide receiver train come round one of the draft if we don't get somebody in the offseason. That's all I got to say about that. But anyway, I just want to hear your thoughts. So thanks,
all right.
Thanks for taking my call.
I think this is where one of the things he talked about yesterday, I think, comes into play and is true. Like, sure, it's easy to say, I would have made an offer you they couldn't refuse. Like, what, you're going to call Jacksonville because you want Brian Thomas Jr. or New Orleans in week 5 or week 4. And like, I'm going to give you what? Like, what's an offer they can't refuse? Is that two number ones? I mean, there's got to be a ceiling on that to me. And it would make sense for a team, if they were interested at all in moving a player of that caliber, to wait to see what the market would bear. And, you know, so yes, could you blow somebody out of the water to the point where they're like, well, we're not going to do better than that on November 5th. Let's just do it. Sure, conceivably, or November 4th, sorry.
Teams don't make trades in week 5 because their seasons aren't over yet.
Right, and they're waiting to see. You know, there's that part of it, and there's the also, let me get everybody involved here and see how I can do. So you're at the risk of paying double to do what you're saying, and I would not advocate for that. You know, that said, I think he did go right to the wire and ended up not getting a deal home, and I don't know how close or not close they were to having that actually happen, but I give him some benefit of the doubt on not making a deal sooner. I think it's a lot harder and you pay a lot more to make a deal sooner, and sure, you'd have the player, and if that's all...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You care about and you don't, you know, you're like team FM picks, knock yourself out, but I don't know. I would not advocate paying a lot more than I have to.
Some people just make it all sound so easy and so obvious, and it ends up turning my position, even just listening to how obvious and easy it all is. Oh, you just, of course. I mean, who knows? Brian Thomas Jr. was a great rookie. They have a new coach. They're trying to make that work. At least they were a month ago. I mean, I doubt some people just make it all sound so easy. You can make that trade once, maybe. You don't have so many assets where you can just take two or three shots at it. People talk about the Rams, and as you pointed out the other day, they didn't have to trade for Beckham. They just added him. They traded for Von Miller, but they just added Beckham. You can make that trade, if you can make it at all, one time. And so many things, almost every scenario, is you'll regret it. The one where you won't is if you win the Super Bowl. Otherwise, you're going to regret it. Guys get hurt. Other guys are blocked. You make that trade, that imaginary trade. You do that. You're done with Coleman. Like, you're burying him. You're completely out. Middle of his second
maybe
year, you're out.
Maybe you're even sending him away in the trade.
Maybe. Like, so there goes that pick. In that one move before you've played one game, there goes that pick. He's not going to matter anymore. And you can't do a second thing, right? Like, you want to – they made the Diggs trade and got the future second. So – it was this year, the 25 draft. They got the second round pick for Diggs. Even it was before the 24 season. Oh, well, how is that going to help you win a Super Bowl? And they didn't win the Super Bowl. But what it gives you is more to work with going forward, even conceivably at last season's trade deadline, and they did end up trading their third. We are just making the same points every single day about the same thing. And We gotta get going here. we gotta move on. We just gotta get to Sunday or get to January or something, because it's just so played out now. We know they didn't make the trade. Maybe they could have. Sounds like they wanted to. Didn't. Happens. Should we just quit? Should we just not watch games? I mean, you're not saying that, but.
No, obviously not.
I'm so tired of it. I'm just so completely bored with the 10 points everybody makes the same way at every turn about what they obviously should have done. This guy even said they didn't try hard enough, right? Like, their staff or something to that effect,
too.
They waited too long.
They
waited too long.
Right, yeah.
You think that's right?
No, I definitely don't think that's right. I believe they would have been grinding on this hard. I really do.
Sure.
Come on. What are we doing here? That should be plainly obvious. I already said it. I would defend them waiting until Tuesday to do it, because that's just when that the store's not open necessarily before Tuesday. Tuesday is the day that it's open, so that's the day you can shop. Yeah, that's not to say you wouldn't be setting things in motion. I doubt, like, any guy that he had a conversation about with a team was not the first conversation he had with that team about that player. I would bet everything in my bank account on that, because they always, you hear plenty of times, like, very rarely has it ever been a story where a GM in any sport tells you, yeah, actually, we had never really even met before, but then the GM of the Phillies called and said he wanted my guy, and I said, okay, sure. It's always like, oh, yeah, we talked at the winter meetings about it. You know, just like, all, there's always this groundwork that is being laid and these relationships that are built up, so it's just not something. It culminates on Tuesday, again, when the store is open. But you're window shopping for months, probably.
Yeah. Good thing we do bring cards and guitars in sometimes, just to break it up.
I'll play some songs for you tomorrow. I mean, I will bring
just to break it up.
I'll prove to you I know how to play "Story of My Life" by Social Distortion.
Okay. Well, maybe you should.
No amplifiers. I mean, just acoustic. But yeah, you'll get the theme of it. You get the feel of it.
I'm even thinking about coming in, so you should.
All right. Good. It's nice to know that you plan on being at work tomorrow.
Yes, I do. Sabres and Blues pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.